Oh, this third hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And yes, this is the third and the final hour. Flowers of Edinburgh from the Liberty soundtracks. As it's time for the calendar. First things first here, I want you folks to know, got a note from the Ellensburg folks, says their first Saturday dance series is at an end. And they had a good time doing it, and April was the last one. So if you're thinking that next Saturday, May the 7th, you'll run over to Ellensburg there and do a dance, you don't want to do that because there's nothing happening. Alrighty? But that's okay, because you can go all the way over to, you can go to Port Angeles, check out their dance. And that's always at the Black Diamond Community Center there on Black Diamond Road. Port Angeles has great dances. And they get some of the stars. They get some of the best folks. People like Laura Mae Smith and Eric Curl. And they get all those awesome fiddle players from the Portland area and stuff. They do it right for their contra dances. They get the stars. Not that the stars, in some cases, there are a lot of folks who play just as well as the stars, but they are name recognition, and they hunt those folks up. They know what they're doing. And there's also the first Saturday in Bellingham at the Fairhaven Library Auditorium. They have that kind of Eastern European folk dance thing going on. Those things start at 7. And they're at the Fairhaven Library Auditorium. Music from Greece and Turkey and Slavic areas, the Czech Republic, of course in those days was Czechoslovakia, all of those kinds of musics, Bulgaria, Romania, those areas. So they have that going on. Alrighty, first Saturday dances. And second Saturday dances all over the place, one in Mount Hood there, on Barrett Road, out there at the Rockford Grange. Yakima has a second Saturday dance, and that's at the Broadway Grange on Washington Avenue. And I think now, I haven't been able to keep real good track of the Bellingham Country Dance Society, but I think they do one on the second Saturday now as well. They're doing a lot more dances, and they're juggling them around and trying to make them all work. It's pretty cool. And of course, the third Saturday dance, I'm just trying to remember now, I'm thinking the third Saturday dance in Moscow, Idaho, I think that in May they moved that out to the Blaine Schoolhouse there on Ide Road out there. And if you want to go to the Palouse Folklore Society website, there's a map that shows you where the Blaine Schoolhouse is. And of course, they had a Friday night dance last night because the Ren Fair weekend is this weekend. And they, the Ren Fair folks, that is, have assembled a whole bunch of entertainment for Saturday and Sunday. You want to check it out and see what's going on there at the Moscow Renaissance Fair. Getting up there, they're not quite to the 50th yet, I don't think, but they're getting pretty close. And that's what's going on. I will be at Bootser's on May the 7th. I will be there, and we'll do some gentle stuff. Kind of cut out this Celtic for a while and just do some other things. Be a little bit nice for everybody. And other than that, I can't think of much else going on here. There isn't that much going on. So all the farmers markets are starting up. And you'll see a lot of local entertainment there at those things. And so it's all easing on into the summer in about 3 weeks. Alrighty. You know, 9/11 was such a momentous thing. And it's lasted and lasted in all the various ramifications. I want to play Chris Rowe's song from her Round for the Company. And then after that, I want to play her Gates of Troy. I want to play these two songs together and see how this works. One's written a little bit earlier. The first one's a little bit earlier than the other one. And let's go ahead and play these both. See what you think. Chris Rowe, who's so underrated as a songwriter. And she's so amazing. Chris Rowe, she plays the concertina and she plays the harp. And and she sings the shanties, and she sings all these old, old songs. And then all of a sudden, she writes something like this.
3,000 human hearts, such a store of life and power, out upon the business of a warm September day, struck down by a fiery blast, swept away so fierce and fast, while all around the planet we could only stand and stare. God bless America, God bless America, supplications rising up like smoke upon the wind. Hold fast to what you know, see this bitter nightmare through, and live to greet the sober light of morning once again. 19 young and angry blades, soldiers of some fearsome god, counting their redemption long before the final die was cast. Sacrificed, seduced and lost, counting stations of the cross, before the blue horizon swallowed up their time again. God, take those sorry lives, hell-bent for paradise. Let them see the awesome eyes of justice in the end. And could they know the aftermath that would follow in their path, the day they flung that gauntlet at the eye of America. For now the age-old game begins of calling out the beast within. And now the age-old beast within comes running like a Pavlov dog. And don't you think the times could grow in the face of such a blow? This age-old beast within could learn to speak a human tongue. But we all know how words can bend in the mouths of lofty men, and somehow lose their meaning in the chaos of the fray. And after all this law and thunder, will our heartland come to wonder, where's the Savior who will save us from America? Stand up, you brave and free, speak to principality. Even you have ears to hear, and even you have eyes to see. And if you're only born to serve, then choose the heroes you deserve, and raise them from the ranks of common decency again. For who but common decency can take us where we need to be, and set this mighty planet free from all these bloody wars? And who will take the sober helm when reason, power, and faith are gone, to hold her true and steady as she flies among the stars? God save this human race, born to live in love and grace. Let us see yourself in one another's eyes again, and stand by your precious seer. Call her stewards to order here, and take us to the cradle of your loving arms again. We stood along the roadside in the sun and in the rain to take our places on the line and spell it out again. Some lines you cross, you can't get back to where you were before. We'd have you think again before you lead us to this war. 'Cause haven't we seen this play before, and didn't it end in tears when the hero of the day ignored the wisdom of the years, and the truth came down like righteous rain from the ones who knew the score? And haven't we seen this age-old play before? It was back in the land of legend, on a rocky Trojan plain. Cassandra shouted down the wind with a story told in vain. And she saw the scene unfolding and the ships upon the sea. And she shouted from her soul, "This cannot be." For there in the reaches of her mind, clear as the light of day, misfortune on misfortune in a fine and muddy fray, till even the ones who started it could see that the game was gone, lost in the night of a dirty, worn-out fight that can't be won. And the gods looked down as fury took the crown, and they pulled the strings of suffering, and they pulled the strings of joy, but their day is gone. And this moment is our own, to choose our future one more time outside the gates of Troy. And the golden feathered eagle, who flew at the gods' command, crossed the page to another age and another promised land. And he took the lead as Caesar's seed was spread at Caesar's will. And soldiers, serfs, and citizens were the ones who paid the bill. And still he pressed to the western edge in the tail of a setting sun, where he circled round the battlefields from Hastings to Bull Run. And you'd think he'd earned his day of rest from the fights they fought back then, but damned if they haven't drafted that bird again. 'Cause they trot him out when times get slow to stir up the fires of strife, when the will to run the world gives way to the will for a peaceful life. But the peaceful life is ours to live, and the prize can still be won, when soldiers, serfs, and citizens stand up and call the tune. And haven't we seen this play before? Shouldn't we wonder why so many more generations had to watch their children die for a cause they never sanctified, and a fight that's not their own, just to keep some helpless mortal on the throne? And the gods look down from the high Olympic ground, by the pages shift when the holy gift breaks down to mortal clay, and a new day dawns when we take this moment on and choose our future one more time outside the gates of Troy. On the great highway, by the light of day, in the pale of a sapphire sky, there's many a musky minnow meets the angler's eagle eye. And there he'll bide by the hungry tide, just taking his own sweet time, as he plies his trove for the one to love, and he tightens up his line. Now is it because we pine away for the life we'll never know? Are we moved by all the pains he takes to set that snare just so? Are we queens of our own destiny? Could we tell you the reason why? Before we get much older, we'll be hanging out to dry. Bad boys and privateers out trolling for a bite, in the cool of the misty morning, in the dark of a velvet night. And here we come by tens and tons, just looking for our fun, bad boys have got us on the run. Now some of us smile like fortune's child, most of us live life well. We do all right by our own true light, but he's got goods to sell. Like a sockeye to the spinner, like a monarch to the flame. From high or low we tumble, and we tumble much the same. And off you'll sail on a sporting gale with a rum and a ready crew, looking for a piece of the golden fleece, only the gold will do. And there she bears, still unawares, as he leads her in the dance. This golden galleon never had a chance. Bad boys and privateers out cruising for the prize, where the telltale gleam for the head of steam, for the key to the friendly thighs. And bless her soul, she gives it all, for there's no more left to give. Bad boys and privateers have got us where we live. What makes us stray from the great highway in the face of a common sense? For a taste of that raggy clover on the far side of the fence. What makes us pine for the heady wine that flows from a foreign cask? If you knew our hearts, you'd never have to ask. 'Cause some of us lust for the shiny swag, some of us fall from pride. Some have a taste for the salt that coats that bucko's briny hide. And all I know, by the winds that blow, by the salt sea breezes croon, by the time he works, his magic will be howling at the moon. Bad boys and privateers out to take a ride on the winds of frisky fortune that tumble with the tide. And like the dawn, the dance goes on, and it draws us through the years. We play the role and we sell our soul for boys and privateers. For wicked boys and wily
on the way. I have tried. this is fun, then I will disappear. Let me tell you that I love you, that I think about you all the time. Caledonia, you're calling me, now I'm going home. But if I should become a stranger,
till I learn to fly on.
hike. She crossed the wide prairie with her lover Ike, with two yoke of oxen, a big yellow dog, a tall Shanghai rooster, and one spotted hawk. One evening quite early they camped on the flat. 'Twas nearby the road on a green shady flat, where Betsy sore-footed lay down to repose, and in wonder I gazed on his Pike County rose. The engines came down in a wild yelling horde, and Betsy got scared they would scalp her adored. So under the wagon wheel Betsy did crawl. She fought off them engines with musket. One bright starry night they broke out the whiskey and Betsy got tight. She sang and she shouted, she danced on the plain. She made a great show for that whole wagon train. Shanghai ran off and the cattle all died. The last piece of bacon that morning was fried. I got discouraged and Betsy got mad. The dog wagged his tail and looked wondrously sad. They soon reached the desert where Betsy gave out, and down in the sand she lay rolling about. In great terror, looked on in surprise, saying, Betsy, get up, you'll get sand in your eyes. Sweet Betsy got up in a great deal of pain, declared she'd go back to Pike County again. Ike, he just sighed and they fondly embraced, and she traveled along with her arm round his waist.
Oh, along with Phil Cunningham and Johnny Cunningham and a bunch of folks, Connie Dover from this wonderful album of Celtic Songs on the Frontier. And that was her version of Sweet Betsy from Pike. Wasn't the whole version, but it was her version, and it's a good version. She had a great voice. She's from Kansas City, I believe, and I think she's back there. Did a Christmas album with the Kansas City Symphony. Connie Dover, she's amazing. And there's a wonderful version of Jackie Blew My Plate Away or whatever that is. And Jackie was a piper's son. But this was a good version of Sweet Betsy from Pike, and well recorded and well mixed and all that. Sally Van Meter, their T-Bone Burnett song. Great song. And then we heard very early from Jocelyn Pettit, Caledonia. And then Chris Rowe, the Gates of Troy, and Smoke Upon the Wind. And we have to take a break. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And we're coming back for lots more music. You just hang on, because we're coming back. We're coming back now. Hang on.
This program on Northwest Public Radio is coming to you thanks in part to the sponsorship of businesses such as Howard Hughes Appliance and ProTec Auto Repair. Their support, plus donations from listeners like you, are a big reason this station is able to bring distinctive programs to you every day. Thank you for your generosity.
Mostly cloudy with rain today to start off the weekend, and highs in the 60s. Remaining rainy tonight. But tomorrow and Monday, it looks like the gray skies will clear up a little in the sunshine before returning again on Tuesday. A high this afternoon on the Palouse of 61, the Lewis-Clark Valley 66. Lows this evening in the 40s.
Thank you. In this fair land I'll stay no more. Here labor is in vain. I'll seek the mountains far away. sea. I stand ready on the shore to cross the inland sea. I am going to the west. You say you As I rode out one winter's night, drinking of sweet wine, conversing with that pretty little girl who stole this heart of mine. Who will shoe your pretty little foot? Who will glove your hand? Oh, who will kiss your ruby red lips? And who will be your man? Who will be your man, my love? Papa will glove my hand. You never will kiss my ruby red lips. And I don't need no man. I don't need no man, my love. I don't need no man. You never will kiss my ruby red lips. And I don't need no man. The Lord, I'd never been born or roamed when I was young. I'd never have seen her rosy cheeks nor heard her lying tongue. Heard her lying tongue, my boys, heard her lying tongue. I'd never have seen her rosy cheeks nor heard her lying tongue.
waves of the Atlantic to the wide Pacific shore, from the rocky coast of Oregon to ice-bound Labrador. There's a train of doozy layout, she's quite well known to all. It's the hobo's accommodation, it's called the Wabash Cannonball. All listen to the jingle, to the rumble and the roar, as she glides across the woodlands, through hills and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engine, hear the lonesome hobo's call, as we ride the rods and brake beams on the Wabash Cannonball. This train she runs through Quincy, Monroe and Mexico, heads into Kansas City, oh, she isn't driving slow. She tears right into Denver, and she makes an awful squall. They all know her by her whistle, it's the Wabash Cannonball. The eastern states are dandy, so the travelers often say, Chicago and Rock River, oh, it's out along the way. From the hills of Minnesota, where the rippling waters fall, we're all riding through the jungle camps on the Wabash Cannonball. Listen to the jingle, to the rumble and the roar, as she glides across the woodlands, through hills and by the shore. You hear the mighty rush of the engine, hear the lonesome hobo's call, as we ride the rods and brake beams on the Wabash Cannonball. Well, here's to Montana Whitey, may his name forever stand, and always be remembered by the bows throughout the land. When his earthly days are over and the curtains round him fall, we'll carry him home to victory on the Wabash Cannonball. Oh, listen to the jingle, to the rumble and the roar, as she glides across the woodlands, through hills and by the shore. And hear the mighty rush of the engine, hear the lonesome hobo's call, as we ride the rods and brake beams on the Wabash Cannonball.
Oh, indeed, indeed, indeed. Art Theme in his version of the Wabash Cannonball. Here's to Montana Whitey. My goodness. I think Utah Phillips says here's to Daddy Claxton. And Roy Acuff did a version of that, and he whistled through his nose. He did a weird thing with it. And did that till he was 80 or something like that. Oh, Roy Acuff. Connie Dover in that set, John McEwen from String Wizards, that Black Arrow to Moscow. We actually had two train songs in a row, the Black Arrow to Moscow and the Wabash Cannonball. Alrighty, Amanda Cully on the playlists and looking up all kinds of encyclopedic stuff. It's pretty cool. Pretty cool. You want to email me at dsindaniel@wsu.edu. Call me at 509-332-5047. Alrighty. I want you folks to have fun making good music. Enjoy everything that good music can give you, and take all those good roads anywhere you want to take them, because do you know what? They are your roads, folks. Think about that now. And they ain't nobody else's. We're going to be back next week for another edition of Inland Folk. And until then, this show is history. If you're thinking about it, you're living in the past. Don't go doing that now. Always look forward. Gotta look forward. Yes, indeed. See you around the bend now. Bye.